the role of parents in recruiting. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, and as you'll be able to tell, maybe you can tell already, I'm not in our studio right now. And the reason, because we're on a trip. My wife and I are heading out of the country, actually. So our studio is where we take it. We're here in our hotel room, and it's time to get out another podcast, so we wanted to deliver that to you. But it really works out well, because what I wanted to focus on this time is the role of parents in recruiting. I've always said years and years that this isn't a solo project. This is one that requires teamwork. And the student athlete can't do it alone. The parent can't do it alone. So ideally, it's the student athlete and both parents, if that's possible. I know in some cases, neither parent is available or willing to help. So in that case, it's a mentor and the student athlete, whether it be a teacher, a coach, someone like that, maybe another parent that could help navigate through this process. But boy, you can't go through it alone. You got to do it as a team, and the results are so much greater when you do. I refer to that several times over the past few years, in fact, in some recent blog posts as well, but I wanted to dedicate this time to specifically talk about the role of parents in this whole process, because it can get all convoluted, it can get confusing, and we want to be able to help you out and set you straight. So I thought I'd bring my wife in, Noonie, and welcome to your first podcast.
Well, it's good to be here.
And, you know, you and I, as we look back on these past, well, I don't know, what's it been, like 15 years since that whole recruiting process happened with our kids, but what we experience is really mirrored in a lot of other families. You had a role, I had a role, and I wanted our families to hear about these two roles in that whole process. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions. Can you think back that far?
Yeah, thinking back, it is a bit of a process, even thinking back right now, but visually, I remember what our house looked like.
Well, I'll have you paint that picture in a second, but just to let you know, both of our boys, we had a daughter who was more musical and sons who were more athletic, twin sons, and they went all the way and received a fully paid education at the school of their choice. And that's what our goal is for you as a family, fully paid at the school of your choice, of their choice, of your choice together. And if it's not fully paid, at least some scholarship money to help with that financial pain. So we want to have you picture yourselves in the situation now as we were several years ago, but you said you could see visually what was going on. Tell us more.
Well, first of all, we were professionally in the nonprofit world, and we would look at each other and go, oh my gosh, we had a daughter who was 22 months older than the sons, and it was like having a herd. They were coming through and quickly moving toward college age, and we'd look at each other and go, how on earth are we going to get them through college? Being that we were in the nonprofit world. So at this point, John, you were very good and very administratively oriented and got out some in and out boxes and a lot of paper and some envelopes and fired up the printer and really just started kind of a do-it-yourself project. I think our dining room table turned into the athletic scholarship location of the house. And I just remember letters were going out, and sometimes we would have to corral our sons to sit down and fill out an application or sit down and say, why do you want an athletic scholarship, and to write it out. So there were a lot of deadlines and things, and that really was more your role. My role was getting everyone fed and watered to and from. Of course, we sat at a lot of games and watched a lot of baseball, traveled to do that. So my role wasn't as hands-on as yours, except keeping everyone fed and watered. You know, I think of it as a team project.
Well, you mentioned deadlines and making sure the kids got their stuff done. I come from more of a standpoint of, okay, if you guys really want to go to college, you got to do this. So let's get to the table. Let's make it happen. Of course, I was interfering with all their time with friends and They were already in sports and at schoolwork, so time with friends was important, and they had to carve out time, and I interrupted them from that or maybe some other activities. But you were more of an encourager, and I think that was important.
Well, it is important to help them see this through. You know, you do have a good game, and then sometimes you have a bad game. Well, you have to be reminded of the good games when there's a bad game. And just know that somebody's in your corner. There's cheering that goes on and a celebration. There's the reality check driving home when there was a loss or you didn't pitch well or you didn't hit well or those kind of things. So we just kind of were the normal athletic family. But all this kind of administration was going on at home with intention. We purposely were working toward just getting our son's names out there. And frankly, for our daughter as well, she ended up going in the musical direction and was accepted to a school through that, though she played a lot of soccer and softball. So there really was nonstop circus-level athletics going on at our home.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because it wasn't like this was the only thing we had to do as parents. It wasn't the only thing they had to do as kids. They had so much going on in their lives. And you're right, it was like one thing after another. And I know that's where parents are today. That's where families are today. It's get to practice, get to games. These sports have become year-round, so you don't seem to have much of a break, or you got multiple sport athletes. So this whole recruiting thing is something that you have to do as a family in the midst of everything else that you're doing.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you're still keeping tabs with family out of town and parents that are getting more elderly. So there really is a lot of pressure. And what we pretty much decided is that our funds were going toward getting them to the games, getting them to the club activities, things like that. And because of that, we didn't really get to take vacations. Our vacations surrounded sports for many years, and we just accepted that. And if there was a swimming pool, that felt like a vacation right there. So we just had to kind of keep moving forward. We were thankful for the family time. It was a challenge with the dogs at home and things like that, but you work through it, you encourage one another, and then the day came where we got to celebrate.
You mentioned the dogs, and we liked our dogs, but it's when we went out of town that the dogs became a factor. Who's going to take care of them?
Yeah.
And so as you look back on this, and you shared some of your memories and some of your thoughts, speak to moms right now. What would you advise the moms? Some of them were kind of on the sidelines, like you were providing a support role, but other moms, maybe even single moms, that are the ones driving this from the parent side. Any advice?
You know, it just working at it continuously. You can't do it all in one night. And so what I felt was a good plan for our family was just kind of having the location of all the papers, the pencils, the envelopes. Where did that letter come in from that coach far away across the country? You know, there had to be a place for everything. And so from the mom that cares about everything in its place, a place for everything, just put that in your mind that you are going to have this administrative center of the home during this athletic scholarship seeking phase. And then just kind of keep things going forward. If you are a single mom and it's you and your son or you and your daughter working at this, then I really encourage you just to stay focused, do what you can on a daily basis. So the homework is done, the game is finished, you've cleaned up the dinner dishes. Continue just a little further that night, an inch by inch process. Keep stamps in the home, keep everything kind of in your little athletic scholarship administrative center supplied and ready to go. And as letters come in, respond to them. Try not to let them stack up. So do a little each day. That's what I observed you doing, John.
You mentioned having a place, and I think that's so important. And even this digital age where you won't get as many letters, but you'll get emails, and a lot of the communication will be electronically, there will still be some paperwork. There will still be some things that you want to mail to coaches. And if you followed my step-by-step philosophy here, it's not all done digitally. It's not all done by email. You want to have materials that you put in coaches' hands. So yeah, you got to have that place. It'd be, I guess, Scholarship Central, if you want to call it that, or Recruiting Central. And I think that's a good idea. I even know, as you and I have been out of town actually for a couple of days now, and we were talking to our son, and he and his family are house-sitting for us for a few days. So he went right to the place in the house where I do Recruit Me, and he's using that for some of the work that he's doing. That's his central place. There's a place to go to. It's his retreat center. He feels like he can pull things together. And for you as parents, that place will help you pull things together, even if it's only pulling your thoughts together. But there is that, even the in and out box, the physical in and out box, having that to be able to put things into. You may have thoughts and strategies that come to you at a game, so you're writing them down, or you're emailing yourself those strategies and thoughts. Well, take those, print them out, put them in the box. This recruiting thing doesn't start and stop at a certain point. It's ongoing, it's fluid. So you'll be in conversations, you'll have strategies that will come to mind, and you've got to document those. It's good to have a physical place.
You know, there's a proverb that I live by, and it's stated this way: he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. In the case of athletic scholarship seeking, I feel that as a parent, if you are helping your son or daughter through that process, in the end, you are the one that is being refreshed, because you are the one that gets to celebrate as you have launched this child and they're on their way to playing their game or their sport that they love. So he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Trust me, that will happen one day.
Nuni, at the end, our kids made it, our sons made it in as a scholarship athletes. So when that day happened, do you remember what it felt like? Do you remember that whole process? Kind of put you on the spot here.
I do remember some letters coming in the mail and could not believe it. And actually, it was unique that they were both offered a scholarship to play their sport at the school of their choice. In the end, there was a lot of work up until then, but in the end, that's where they both desired to go. Yeah, they're twins, but they also thought independently of one another and approached this independently. So it became convenient when they were both going to the same school, but I can't say at the beginning of the process that I envisioned the end, but it was certainly a celebration.
Yeah, I think a lot of parents are there too. You're hoping, you're praying, you're really trying your best to get your kid to that point, but it's not guaranteed, so the doubts creep in. And you mentioned earlier the ups and downs as far as performance, a bad game, a good game, and that's tied into how much your kid will put forth in this, and maybe even you'll project yourself whether your son or daughter is scholarship capable or could play at the next level, compete at the next level. But you can't let one performance get you down, and one performance get you sky high. You've got to take this all in perspective. So there were a lot of ups and downs and a lot of emotions in this. So I know for me it was a great cause for celebration. It's like, wow, we finally, it's done. We can kind of go back normally as a family again, and a little bit of relief. But it was a lot of work, the whole process, but the reward was great.
Well, once again, working in the nonprofit sector, there really wasn't a lot of extra budget. And so to see the relief from a financial standpoint, knowing, wow, they get to go to school and play baseball. We were just, frankly, so thrilled for them. And in the case of our daughter, she was able to go to the music school of her choice. And so there was a lot of thrill as a parent, and I kind of like to steer away from the concept of the empty nest, because our kids kind of all cleared out within the same week. Went from a family of five to just the two of us and the dog. But I like to refer to the empty nest as the big launch. Everyone got launched and they were doing what they wanted to do. And so for a parent, we were able to sit back and breathe deeper than we had in quite a long time.
Well, if moms have questions for you, they can, I guess, email me and I'll pass those along to you, because you have a perspective that I don't always have. I have a parent's perspective, you have a mom's perspective, so can I pass along questions to you?
I'll do my best.
Okay, and my email address is john@recruitme.com, john@recruitme.com. One of the things I want to refer back to, Noonie, is you talked about our daughter, and she was a couple years older, so she was in school, and to add to that financial stress, we were paying her education. So the boys came along, and man, we had to have that scholarship, and we are so thankful, so blessed that it did work out. Well, you did well on your first podcast. People may not know you have a radio background, so here we are doing radio together.
Yeah, if you would have said read this script, I would have been more comfortable, but you made me kind of dial back 15 years, so it is a good memory. It's a celebration. It was a victory. So I pray the same for you and your son or daughter as you proceed forward with this athletic scholarship seeking that you're doing.
No trick questions either, were there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'm going to let Noonie go, and I'll continue here and just share some closing thoughts to pull all this together as you consider what you are doing and your athletic scholarship process and in that search. Just the role as a parent, hopefully you heard some things in this that resonate with you. I think of the first thing is administrator. You are the administrator of the process. That's key. That is your role. And you're also the leader. So you're a leader administrator. You see things further down the road than your son or daughter does. And that is just the way you're made because of your life experience. And they don't see that. So you have to use that experience and in your role as leader, keep that in mind, and don't be disappointed that your son or daughter doesn't see beyond the next game or the next school year or the next day, but you're seeing down the road and what is best benefit for them. So be the leader, be the administrator. That's really, those are the two things that are important, keeping it all together. The spot in your home, all the communication coming in, being able to track that and make it easier for your son or daughter to do what they do best, which I'll cover in the next episode, but they've got a lot on their plate as being a student/athlete. So as a student and athlete, and they want to have a life as well. So you as a leader and administrator are so important. You're going to have to be an encourager as well. There are ups and downs. There are ups and downs that maybe last a day. There are ups and downs that maybe last a week or a month or even an entire season. And your kid may be so discouraged that they don't want to compete anymore. They don't want to do anything in their sport anymore. They're all done with this. They don't want to pursue that scholarship. And you need to perceive whether this is something that is momentary or whether it is something that truly is in their heart. Maybe the time is over. Maybe they don't want to continue to compete in their sport at the next level. And that's not a bad thing. You need to be able to discern that. So be discerning. Be in touch with your kids' feelings and thoughts. Another thing that you need to do in your role is create an atmosphere of communication. Create an atmosphere of communication. Head down to the coffee shop. Spend some time together. Take an account of how things are going, not only logistically, but also emotionally. And what are they thinking? We can go through this whole recruiting process kind of in a vacuum and think it's just a series of tasks. But there's a heart and there are emotions that are involved in this. It is a marathon. So there are times when your kid may be discouraged. There are times when your kid needs to share some things with you that you don't see. I know as parents, we can be blind oftentimes to what our kids are thinking and feeling. They may be going through some things that are totally unrelated to sports. A guy or girl problem, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, it's that can interfere with this whole thing too. I say interfere, but intersect, I should say, and it could affect what they're thinking about their future, what they're thinking about their sport. So hear them out. Have that conversation. That's really key. So be discerning. Get an atmosphere of conversation going without any pressure, but get your kid to open up. Maybe your communication lines are wide open right now anyway, and this isn't a problem. But if you're one who needs to create that atmosphere, go ahead and do that. I think that's important. As I think about this whole process, the logistics of how to do it that's not the hardest part. That's not the most challenging part. The challenging part are the variables, the emotions, the planning, the goals, communication. All these things are part of this process that are just as important as the logistics of getting it done. You're going to have some curveballs thrown at you, and you have to decide what you're going to do. Your kid may come to you someday and in the middle of this whole process and say, Dad, I decide I don't want to play ball in college. And you go, wow, that's a change. Yesterday, you know, you were really excited about this. So instead of getting angry, probe a little bit and see what's bringing that out. Maybe a valid thought or maybe momentary, but give it time. Don't panic. Be as calm as you can. One of the things too that you need to really be in your role is level-headed and emotionally steady. Level-headed and emotionally steady. I'm an emotional guy, and I know there are times I wish I could have some moments back with my kids, both in raising them and also as we've been on the field together. And as I've been in the stands, I wish I could have some of those times back. I wish I could have some of the conversations back that I've had with them, where I've lost my cooler. I got so absorbed by the scholarship pursuit that it was an imbalance. So you need to be careful. Be level-headed and emotionally level as well. Don't let that get out of hand. Don't let this whole recruiting thing, scholarship thing, consume you. So as you think about these things, the role of a parent, you have a huge responsibility. You have a huge responsibility. And I know that where you're coming from, probably there are a couple things that can drive the tension. One is financial. Plain and simple, financially, how in the world are you going to get your kid through college? And the scholarship is something that will be a big help, and you're thinking, we've got to have some financial help with that. So that's one thing that can really drive you. Secondly, is a thing that can be an imbalance and something that can get in the way is your vision for your kid, imposing yourself on them and imposing what you want their future to be on them. Yeah, you want to provide wisdom and you want to lead them, as I mentioned, but it becomes a point of imbalance where it's you who's the one that wants that scholarship so bad, and maybe they aren't interested, and they're not as focused on it, and you've got a plan for their life. Wow, there can be some tension there. That may be where you're at right now, and that's why I encourage you to set aside time of relaxed communication where you can talk over honest feelings. As you move forward, I am available if you need to reach me, john@recruitme.com, john@recruitme.com. There's so many intangibles in this scholarship pursuit, but I do know that if you stick with the steps that I have outlined and led parents and families through, student athletes for the last almost 15 years, you will succeed, but you do have to deal with the intangibles at the same time, and you want to make sure you do that. I want to encourage you to get on board with the athletic scholarship mini course, the recruiting mini course that I have on my website, recruitme.com. Just click on mini course, and that'll take you to the site where you can then go through a series of three videos, about 20, 30 minutes each, where I will walk you through the five steps to an athletic scholarship. That'll be the anchor for your scholarship pursuit. Okay, keep that anchor in the ground, and then you can make sure you're heading in the right direction, and when these intangibles come thrown at you, at least you're on course. So I would encourage you to take that mini course, recruiting mini course, five steps to an athletic scholarship. I think that'll be of great benefit. Make sure you share this podcast with other parents, other families that you know of. If you gained something from these episodes, even this one, go ahead and share it. I'd appreciate your review on iTunes. Give me a rating there. Be honest about it. I want to get this teaching out to as many families as possible. So many hundreds, even thousands of families have benefited over the years. And as we enter this podcast realm, being able to explain it verbally rather than just written is a real advantage. So share that. Would appreciate it. And if you do have questions, don't hesitate to contact me. Parents, you are the leader, you are the mentor, you are the one who leads this process towards an athletic scholarship. And your son or daughter, what's their responsibility? I'll tackle that in the next episode. More resources are available at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com.